Less than 1% people are consistent. 90% of your time should be spent on bringing money to the business. It's impossible every single day everything is smooth. If business success was only hardworking, then the entire universe laborers would have been billionaires. Create Department of AI, Artificial Intelligence. Failure is a gift. Successful people think failure is a gift. If they can't achieve anything, they go for the detour. Building relationship is fine. But I am Zafar Khan. Welcome to Zafarology. After building multiple businesses, starting as a taxi driver training and scaling into multi-million dollar success, I have learned the exact frameworks that can make any business a success. If you are a business owner who's tired of the guesswork and wants proven strategies to grow and scale, you are in the right place. Let's turn your vision into thriving business. This session might be a life-changing session for you. And it's about business success. This is not the session came out of Google or ChatGPT. This is on my personal experiences. I would like to share my personal experiences to you today, which is based on 30 years experience. 30 years burning fingers, 30 years having lots of challenges, 30 years lots of obstacles, and so many hard work and so many difficulties I faced, which I'm going to mention to you less than 30 minutes or so. And this will be your life-changing sessions. This is the condensed of hundreds of books which are written on business success. Once again, this is not the knowledge. This is the practical experience which I'm sharing to you with you guys today. What is the business success? Obviously, there are millions or thousands and thousands of books have been written on business success. Some people say, business success is hardworking. If business success was only hardworking, then the entire universe laborers would have been billionaires. They said business success is a good planning. If it was the only planning, then all the business accountants would have been billionaires. If it was saying it is disciplined, then every university professor is a very good disciplined person and they would have been billionaires. If they say you got to have a confidence, you got to get rid of fear, you got to work hard and so on, and all those juicy words, you got to have motivation, you got to have knowledge. My personal point of view is individually, all these things contribute towards the success. There's no question about that. It's like building a home. Is kitchen is important to build a home or not? Of course it is. If you have a piece of land and you build only kitchen, would you call it home? Answer is no. But you can write a book on it. Importance of building a kitchen in the home. And they're right. But just building a kitchen will not, you cannot call it home. The same way, if you want to bake a cake and if you have a flower, it's very important to have flour. It's very important to have an egg, maybe. It's very important to have heat. If you have just the heat, just the flour, you cannot bake a cake. But every single ingredient, contributes towards baking a cake. So similarly, business success is a recipe, and which has 8 ingredients. I'm going to talk about those 8 ingredients about business success today. No matter what business you are involved with, either it's a service business or, you're selling some things, 8 pillars and 8 recipes, 8 ingredients. This is the recipe of which have the 8 spices in there. I'm going to make sure that I elaborate and with honest thinking. I'm not selling you anything, by the way, but only one thing I want, to be successful. If I receive one email from you guys, you have been extremely successful. I got what I want to do. I achieved my life purpose goals. I have nothing else to gain except receiving one email or receiving one message that you heard me and you took into action. You took action and you have been successful. Now these days, any function I go to, many people talk about, because of your AM planning and PM achievement, we have 100% more sales and so on everywhere. But anyway, I'm going to talk about 8 pillars of business success, 8 ingredients of business success recipe, 8 ingredients of formula. Let me right dig into it. Pillar number one, dreaming to achieving. Dreaming to achieving has five steps or five parts of the recipe. Number one, you got to understand, create awareness first. Number one is create awareness. And how you create awareness is, you got to understand how our brain works and making the brain work in your favor and willingness to change. How our brain works is this, as this is the physics theory. Anything I'm doing it, this is, I have learned this knowledge from this world. I wasn't born with this knowledge. But I'm trying to make sure that knowledge I received, I put into in plain English to you. So you don't have to go to the read the physics theory. Our thoughts generate chemicals. This is not my knowledge. I'm not the founder of it. This is the physics theory. But I'm putting into practice very simple way. Our thoughts generate chemicals, but generate bossy chemicals, give instructions to our body, and our body take instructions. Say, yes, sir. Our thoughts are commander-in-chief. Our thoughts are CEO of the company. Like, whatever we think, our immune system is full army. Say, yes, sir. Does not matter. We think positive, we think negative, we think constructive, we think destructive. Whatever we think, our thoughts say, yes, sir. So we have to have create awareness. First of all, you got to understand how our brain works and making the brain work in your favor. Simple as that. That's willingness to change. And obviously, I'm going to talk about this one on next pillar, how when you have problems, how you have your brain work in your favor. Okay, that's number one. Number two is you got to have 1 hour alone. The best time of 1 hour alone, my recommendation is not the word of God. This is only just my recommendation. It's entirely up to you. You take it or not, or you can have a different point of view. I respect that. These are my only point of view. 1 hour alone is 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning. The best time. When there's no interruptions, everybody sleep, no phone calls, let you have an internet off. In that 1 hour alone, what you need to do is have exact play, exact goal and plan to achieve that goal and have a baby steps of that plan. That's step two. And step three, you got to have a basic knowledge. That basic knowledge does not have to have an extreme knowledge. Just a basic knowledge, just a teacher, or some sort of a maybe, if you have a guru in your life, problem is finished. Because gurus are those people who burn their fingers, but they will save your finger. Of course, in business success, I can see myself little student of this field. I can teach a few things. I will not call myself guru at all. I'm not a guru. I'm still a student. And what I can share my knowledge to you. And if you find guru in your life, problem is solved. It's beautiful. And step four, engage yourself on a daily basis with consistent actions, with massive actions. Consistency, when you do every single day, I would say use the half weekend as well, Saturday as well, and go for 90 days, that consistency runs into accumulation, compounding effect. You will not achieve 10%, 20%, 30% goals. No. You will achieve 100, 200, 300% goals. And last step is, which is my favorite one, miracle with 20 disappointments. It means when you try to achieve anything and you fail to achieve anything, fail is equal to a gift. Think failure is your gift. Get 20 gifts. Everybody loves to take gifts when they have birthdays and so on. Failure is a gift. Successful people think failure is a gift. If they can't achieve anything, they go for the detour. Another detour, another detour, another detour. Go for the 20 times detour. Each disappointment, each failure, you celebrate, you dance, you be happy, be excited, and be excited that you haven't achieved anything. Be excited. Be happy. Wow. Because you wanted to achieve, but if it happens to be failed, go for the detour and have a disappointment dance. So this is the pillar number one, dreaming to achieving. Now, I'm going to pillar number two. When you do it, that is a problem solving. Pillar number two is problem solving. It means anything you do in your business, It's impossible every single day everything is smooth. It's impossible that you don't have any issues. It's impossible you don't have hurdles. It's impossible that you don't feel any challenges. It's impossible you get every staff member right. It's impossible that everything happens the way you want. No. Many times there will be issues. When there will be issues, then when there will be problems, what you need to do is write down the problem in one sentence or with 30 seconds. Heaps of people, they talk about problems, they discuss about problems, they have meetings and problems and problems and problems. They don't even know what they're talking about. Meeting have to have two sessions. One session should be approximately maximum 5 minutes. But this maximum 5 minutes where you define the problem, diagnose the problem, exact diagnose. If you cannot exact diagnose, you can't bring the solution. Diagnose the problem within 30 seconds verbally. Or if you want to write down, maximum in 1 to 2 or 3 sentences, preferably one sentence. If you diagnose the problem and forget about how our brain works, I'm giving you a very simple idea how to solve the problem. Ask your brain, what is the solution of that problem? Ask your brain, what is the solution of that problem? Or say, how I can achieve it? How I can resolve it? How I can bring the solution to that problem? What and how? When you say what and how, what is the solution? Your brain will take you to the world of solutions. Does not matter you are intelligent or not. Does not matter you are educated or not. Does not matter you are successful or not. Just you using your brain, it's a very powerful machine we have. Successful people know how to use it. Simple as that. That's the only difference between successful and unsuccessful people. What is the use of brain? Only there are two buttons in the brain. Guys, remember that. How to use the brain. There are only two buttons. Can you imagine? You have a computer, you have only two buttons. You have machinery where you have only two buttons to press. One button is called, what is the solution? What button? And second button is, how I can resolve it. You see, if you have a heart problem, you need to know why you have a heart problem. Is that, you have to diagnose the heart problem. Sometimes you have a pain in the abdomen pain. You need to diagnose why you have abdomen pain, whether it's appendix, whether it's a heart failure, or what it is. You need to diagnose the exact problem first. If you cannot diagnose the exact problem, you cannot bring the solution at all. First, diagnose. Exact diagnose the problem is 90% problem is resolved. Not many people know about it. They talk about problems, they discuss about problems. In the meetings, they discuss about problems and they destroy the problem. Problem become mud, throw and everywhere. Nobody understands what's happening in the meeting. Once again, I'm recapping. Diagnose the problem in one sentence, preferably. Maximum 3 sentences. Diagnose the problem within 30 seconds, in half a minute. Then go for the solution. Press 2 buttons. One button is called solution button. Number 1, what is the solution? And the second is, how is the solution? When you use what and how, the world brain will take you to the world of solutions. There's nothing but the solutions are there. That's a beautiful part is there. When you have a solution, then you try to adopt that solution. And when you won't be able to adopt that, when you be able to drop that solution, you will not achieve, then go for the detours, and another detours. But the world of solution is asking only what and how. And this is pillar number 2. So pillar number 1 was dreaming to achieving, which I mentioned already. Pillar number 2 is problem solving. You have to solve your problem, diagnose your problem with one sentence or within 30 seconds and use your what and how button and you will bring the solution to it. So many solutions. If there's so many solutions, there's no need being upset. There's no need being drunk. There's no need going to the pub. Just go to the world of solutions by pressing the button what and how. And pillar number 3 is AM planning, PM achievement. My suggestion is this. All the business gurus, if you want to achieve something, here I'm talking about give not $1 million. Give not even $10,000. Give not only $1, but give your comfort. If you can't you give your comfort, forget about, you know, success. In olden times, there used to be barter system. Barter system means you give something and you get something back. It's not possible you get success and don't give anything. I would like to bring the barter system today. If you want to be successful, give your comfort away. If you can't give your comfort away, forget about being successful. That will become just a dream. And to me, my thinking is this. I like to share my experience. Even today too, I woke up 4 o'clock in the morning. Wake up 4 or 5 in the morning. And at that time, you have 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. There's plenty of time. Lots of times to talk about and things and plan and so on. But in the whole business, there are two things are very, very important where you can run the business. Bringing money to the business and bringing good staff to the business. With AM planning and PM achievement means in the morning, you plan how I can bring the money to the business. You have to take some actions today. At the end of the day, you have to say whether you have achieved or not. And one more thing you can add. In the morning, plan how I can bring beautiful staff members to the company, to my business, beautiful partners to the company, and what I have to do at the end of the day. Think whether you have achieved or not, whether you have done or not. Somebody asked me, bringing money to the company is more important or bringing better staff in the more important? I did mention to them, bringing staff is more important than money. How? I can tell you. If you have lots of money, millions of dollars sitting in the company, if you have a wrong staff, incapable staff, they can destroy your millions of dollars. But you have no money at all, if you have capable staff, they can bring the money to the company. So I would say staff is more important than money. So coming back to the in reality of life, and obviously we have to, in business, we do need money. Money is like blood in the body. Money is like a gas. Money is like oxygen. So to do that one, you have to plan in the morning, AM planning and PM achievement. Every day you plan, not weekly planning. No. AM planning and PM achievement, not weekly, not monthly, not 3 months, on a daily basis. When you hire somebody who wants to do the AM planning and PM achievement, like marketing managers, tell them, don't be marketing managers. Do not be marketing managers. Try to interact. Try to attract. Try to build rapport. Try to build networking and establish a trust. When you establish a trust, I always say that you can ask the other person, would you like to marry me? Forget about business. It's a very small thing, my friends. Whenever you meet, don't try to sell anything immediately. If you try to sell anything, you will lose the clients and you lose credibility and you lose the friendship as well. Try to establish a trust, networking, build a rapport, and then when you build a trust, yes, you can sell anything. So AM planning, PM achievement, do all those actions which will bring the money to the business. In the morning, at nighttime, have a planning at nighttime, whether you have achieved or not. Results have you achieved or not. Whether you have to do 1 day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, 4 days a week, 5 days a week, or 6 days a week. No. You have to do it 90 days consistently. Yes, you can have Sunday off. 6 days a week, 90% of your time should be spent on bringing money to the business. 90% of your time. When I say 90% of your time, I do not mean 90% of 24 hours. No. I mean 90% of 8 hours. Still, you have 16 hours to do rest of the thing. We spend with the loved ones and whatever you want to do it. And so 90% means 90% of your 8 hours time. So if you spend 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day. So just for example, you want to have 2 appointments a day with your potential client. In a week, it will be approximately Monday to Friday, it will be 10 appointments, 40 appointments a month, 80 appointments in 2 months, 120 appointments in 3 months. Can you imagine after 3 months, you will not be able to handle the business, my friends. But the secret is consistency. Consistency runs into accumulation and compounding effect. Compounding effect means your business will not grow 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, can grow 100%, 200%, 300%. Not many people are consistent. According to my figures, less than 1% people are consistent. Though believe everybody claims they are consistent, but according to my figures, not even 1% people are consistent. This is taking actual actions to bring the money to the company. This actual action, bring it money to the company. So if you do 90 days, it will be compounding effect. Guys, pillar number 4 is accountability. When you hire your staff, you need to tell them at the time of interview what you expect from them. So I would say accountability is a such thing where you either grow or you destroy your business. In business, there are 5 layers of business. Responsibility. Responsibility means when you do things, job description and so on. Responsibility. If there's a responsibility, and then the second thing will be accountability. If there's accountability, then there will be a sustainability. If there's a sustainability, then there will be a scalability. If there's a scalability, then there will be automation. But if there's no accountability, there will be hell ability. Listen, building a business isn't about luck. It's about having the right blueprint. I have spent years scaling many companies into a multi-million dollar empire. And I have put everything I have learned into my latest book, 8 Pillars of Business Success. It is the exact framework I use to build, grow, and dominate in business. If you want real strategies that actually work, this book is your recipe. Everything you need to grow is one click away. Get your copy now through the link in the show notes. Back to the episode. Accountability means, like, just for example, we do 2 minutes meeting in our office. We have a target setting, whatever we have to achieve. Remember that. Target without deadline is not target, it's bullshit. Target and deadline have to be together. Target and deadline. Deadline means date and time. So we have targets, 2 minutes meeting. We call it basically, we don't use the word accountability meetings. We call it huddle meetings. Not cuddle, huddle meetings, guys. So huddle meetings. And it's when there's a huddle meeting, the accountability meeting, we make one person is accountable. There's a deadline and they have to tell 3 words only. They have completed, not completed, or the new deadline. Completed, not complete, a new deadline. We do not want to know the reasons at that time. Because when they were given the project, they had 1 week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks to complete it. All they could do was, during that period of time, ask their team leaders, ask their boss, ask the chief executive officer, their help, support, problems, discussion. They could do it outside that meeting. But that meeting is 2 minutes accountability meeting, guys. 2 minutes accountability meeting. Because if somebody can't achieve with fortnightly, or whatever the deadline is, second time they can't achieve it, third, they can't achieve it. Fortnight, they can't achieve. With this one, I have to recommend one more thing. Do the performance management fortnightly, guys. Fortnightly. Performance management, not yearly. No. Too late. Not 6 monthly. Too late. Not 3 monthly. Too late. Fortnightly performance management. If they don't do first fortnightly, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth fortnightly, 3 months, have a peaceful divorce. Have a part of the agreement. If they can't achieve it, they're no good for us. You know, we have to divorce nicely. That's why there's a probationary period. Probationary period means indirectly it's a peaceful divorce. That's why we have everyone have probationary period. What means probationary period? But issue is this. We don't have fortnightly performance management. When we don't have fortnightly performance management, then 3 months gone past, 4 months gone past, 6 months gone past, 8 months gone past, year gone past, they build up the good relationship with the bosses, no more divorces, no more accountability. You know, building relationship is fine. I strongly believe in building relationship. Building relationship, fine, but they have to be accountable for that one. If there's accountability, guys, that is where all the success comes out. If you don't have employees, just yourself, be accountable to yourself. Put your mirror and in the mirror say whether I have done this one or not. Be very honest to you. Nobody should be there. Not your friends, not your partner, nobody, not your girlfriend, boyfriend. Nobody should be there. Just yourself in the mirror and be accountable to yourself. Say, hey, I given you this one. You done or not? If you haven't done it, just change it. Change is the only one way to improve it. What in the business world, if you ask me the one juicy word, one beautiful word, one very powerful word, and that is change. Change to improve, not change for the sake of change. People who embrace change, they improve. People who embrace change, they go to the next level. Change is the way to go to. That's it. And if I would say, who is a blessed person in this entire universe? In my opinion, according to my point of view, people who embrace change. Does not matter. That's your personal relationship or your business relationship. You have to change to improve. Not change within. You have to change within. Within. You have to improve yourself. I always give this example. If you put potato and egg in the boiling water and boil the water for 12 minutes, what will happen? Egg will become harder and potato will become softer. Outside boiling water was the same. One become harder, one become softer. This is called personal development. If you want to improve yourself, everything around will be improved. If you want to improve your relationship, improve yourself. If you want to improve business relationship, you improve yourself. So accountability is the way to go to and improve yourself. Think about yourself. Be accountable. Be honest and be accountable. That is pillar number 4. I'm going to go for pillar number 5. Department of loyalty. You might have not heard of this sentence or this word in the business world. You need to create department of loyalty. How you can create department of loyalty is this. The person who has become your person become your customer. Now you have another, when the person has become customer, 99% business is stopped here. That person has become customer and finished. No. Look after that customer. See if they have any complaints to do it. If they have any complaints, try to face it and fix it and improve it. Sometimes turning complaints into compliments, turning complaints into loyalty, turning complaints into marketing manager. They can become your marketing manager, free marketing manager, but you need to do one thing. You can't tell them, give us a referrals. No. You have to look after themselves. You have to build a rapport with them. You have to build a relationship with them. You have to genuinely fix their complaints. There's a once upon a time, I started a taxi tuition center in one of the apartments, one of the big building of apartments in East Lakes. And I was teaching people get taxi license. And all around people around me, you know, like all my neighbors, because students were coming at nighttime, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, because I focused university students. And majority of them, they were singles. And they were coming at nighttime. And I was single as well. So they were coming day and night. I was working 7 hours, 7 days a week. Sometimes at 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning. Neighbors thought I do the prostitution business there. They complained against me. When they complained against me, the landlord the next day, he said, Zafar, what funny business you do there? I said, tell me what funny business I do there. He told me what I do. I told him, come to my apartment. I showed him that I had a taxi questions answers and a few computers where I was teaching people, you know, taxi license. And he believed me, my name was cleared. But one thing he said, if you want to do business, you can't do business in your apartment. Go to a commercial area. So that was complained. Later on, I became that taxi training center, gone to second building, third building, three-story building. I became the largest in Australia. I was accredited by the New South Wales government in the whole state of New South Wales. If anyone wanted to get the taxi license, there are only two companies to go to. One was Taxis Combined, cab charge, and one was myself. So if I did not have that turning complaints and compliment side of it, it was possible that my business should stop there in that one bedroom. So turning complaints into compliment means turning complaints into loyalty. So start the department of loyalty. So when you have start the department of loyalty, do whatever you have to do it to make them loyal. One thing you have to do is have to be honest, have to be transparent. You can't have two faces to be loyal here, but verbally and physically inside you are not a genuine person. No, you have to be loyal. Like you can be loyal to your loved ones, you have to be loyal to your clients as well, to your friends and clients as well. So here, create the department of loyalty and build the relationship and try to keep your existing clients to you. Look after them well. Usually, lots of businesses, what they do, when they sell the thing, they don't give a damn about the existing clients. They go for the new ones. No, that's wrong. Do something so your clients can be loyal to you. Create department for loyalty. And I think nothing can work better than your existing clients. They become your marketing managers. If they become your marketing managers, it's a free marketing. Guys, I have explained to you five pillars. Now, pillar number six is create department of AI, artificial intelligence. I think EGFA, you know Kodak, you know Nokia. Once upon a time, all these companies are leaders of the world, in the business world. When the new technology came, they did not want to embrace new technology. When they did not want to embrace new technology, they said, we are too big, no one can hurt us. But guys, you have to keep an eye, create department of AI, you know, artificial intelligence. Keep doing in every single department. Artificial intelligence, you can have record keeping, you can have artificial in marketing, you can have in social media artificial intelligence, you can have presentation in artificial intelligence. You know, you can ask each of your departments, at least they should bring 5 tools of artificial intelligence in each department. If you have 5 departments, it'll be 25. If you have 10 departments, it'll be 50 artificial intelligence. That's the way to go to use artificial intelligence. And if you don't know, approach those people who can fix your business issues. What you need to do is diagnose what your pain points are, what the business issues are, then go to the artificial intelligence experts, say, we have these issues, and how you can bring the artificial intelligence to resolve those issues. I don't want to spend too much time. Everybody knows, you know, how to go for the bring artificial intelligence into your business. So now I would like to go for the pillar number 7. Pillar number 7 is Department of Record Keeping. Department of Record Keeping? You might have not heard of this thing. But guys, Department of Record Keeping is approximately 25 to 30%, and I have heard approximately 40% as well, people waste their time to find the documents. So what you need to do is to find the documents, to find the particular files, to find the particular emails, you got to have one system in place. Get somebody, again, artificial intelligence and some sort of who are expert in this way, who they can ask you how to do the Department of Record Keeping. What I do A, B, C alphabets, A to Z alphabets. Any agreements, what I have in my purse, I can put under A agreements, or it can be under C as well. C means contracts. So if there's agreements and C contracts, there are two places to see. Usually, I like to have A to Z, A, B, C, D, E. Anything marketing, put under M. Anything recruitment, put under R. Anything training, put under T. So usually I like to have Department of Record Keeping to save your time. Lots of time, people spend heaps of their time just to find out the documents. I don't want to spend too much time on this one. So I have to give you one idea. Go for the A to Z alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, up to Z, and put all those departments' name under that alphabets. You'll find that'll be wonderful. And you can find the documents quickly. And pillar number 8 is a business system. Wow, that is where the business will become automated. That's where business will grow. That's what you need. All those 7 pillars were 7 ingredients of success. If number 8 is business system, I can tell you, even one ingredient is less, it does not make sense. If you go for my eighth pillar, which is a business system, you will find you do not need any more business books. You do not need any more, listening lectures. Basic, your structure will be done by coming to these eight business systems. And now I'm going for the number eight pillar, which is business system. Hi, beautiful people. This is the last pillar. Pillar eight is business system. Now, oh my God. I was advisor to one of the companies, and they hired many business system company in Australia. They hired one company from America, one company from UK. They traveled in Australia, and I was part of that one. I was listening, and they spent weeks and weeks to put systems in place in businesses. Guys, they have spent well over $1 million. To put the business systems in place. When they asked me what I suggest and what I advise, I said, I can't understand 100%. But each time when they were coming to the company and I was learning. Now today, this is my bold claim. In the business system world, that I'm giving you 12 steps of business systems. No matter which business you do, to me, you do not need anything else apart from these 12 steps. So that company spent over $1 million to put the system in place, you can put in Excel sheet these 12 points. In one page, these 12 points. This is a one-pager business system which you can implement in one day. Okay, business system, what business system means? Anything is repeated is called business systems. If you're doing business only once in a time, should not be part of the business system. Anything is repeatable is business system. And each thing should have given the business name and start date. Now, okay, I'm going to tell you very quickly 12 points. Point number one, you got to have a reporting frequency. The person who is doing the work, the reporting frequency can be weekly, can be daily. If it's money-making, that have to be daily. If other can be weekly, can be fortnightly, can be monthly, can be three-monthly. Reporting frequency. Number two, you got to have responsible person. Responsible person means the person who is doing it, who is the doer, who's going to do it. That's number three. You got to have accountable person. Sometimes same person is accountable who is a responsible person. Sometimes responsible person is different, accountable person is different. Just for example, say accountable person, sometimes if your office is not cleaned properly, you can be accountable person, can be office manager. Sometimes the same accountable person can be the person who is doer. It all depends how big the company is. Sometimes accounting work is not up to date. You can make the accountable, the head of the accounts, not the bookkeepers. So depend is that accountable person is the same or not. It can be same, can be different, depends how big your company is and how, if it's a small company, of course, you might be responsible person and accountable person. So sometimes a responsible person can be same and can be different. Okay, number one was reporting frequency. Number two, responsible person. Number three, accountable person. Number four, guiding, helping, and reporting person. During that period of time, if you need some sort of guidance, you need to have guidance from your boss, from your seniors. Sometimes you need help. You need to have who can help you out. And what you have achieved or not, you have to give reports to your reporting person, online person, Number five, staff's next level of job progression. Anyone comes as a staff, as employee, they must understand what is their next level of progression. If they know they're going to do the 1 day, 1 week, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, same thing, there's no excitement in the job. Always you have to show to your staff member what is your next level of job progression. It can be designation, it can be different challenge, and so on. Number six, job description. Job description can be one page, can be two pages, can be three pages, can be four pages, can be 10 pages job description. But out of this one, get 1 to 5 major things to do. 1 to 5. If 95% they have done it And 1 to 5 things which are result-oriented tasks, they haven't done it. It's considered they have not done it. They have not done it. But if they have done the 5 job description, which is result-oriented task, if they have done those 5 and they haven't done the 95%, it's considered they have done it. Number 7, you got to write down what they're going to do the efforts. I'm not talking about results here. I'm talking about efforts. What they're going to do the efforts here. Like 2 meetings a day, 7 phone calls a day, or 20 phone calls a day, or 100 emails a day. What efforts they have to do it. They have to physically go and meet somebody. You have to talk about efforts. Anything, remember that one thing, if anything cannot be measured, cannot be improved. Efforts leads to results. So they must do the efforts, efforts, efforts. Full focus is efforts. Calculated efforts. Number 8 will be result questions. Through that efforts, how they're going to reach to that results. Efforts leads to results. You see, there's no point jumping up and down on the scale. You got to have calories in versus burning calories. Results will be on the scale. If you want to have your car should not break down, there's no point, keep thinking car should not break down. Service the car regularly. Result would be car will never break down. So efforts leads to results. So number 8 was result questions. Number 9, wow, guys, it's a beautiful. Number 9 is whatever you do, write down steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 11, 12 steps. Whatever the steps are to do that job, to bring that system in place. Obviously, later on, you can adjust. It can be increased and less. Say if somebody have a 20 years experience, 30 years experience, 40 years experience, and you write down steps to achieve that thing, to do that job, steps 1, 2, 3, then you can get even 14, 15 years old bambino. You can ask that 14, 15 years old to do that one. With the 20 years experience, the person is maybe 80 years of age or 70 years of age. That 40 years experience in a 15 years old person can do it. A 14 years old person can do it as long as they know steps. When you do the steps, it might be a good idea. There will be a flow chart as well. Steps flow chart. And with the passage of time, this is not a hard and fast rule. Steps will stay the same. No. Principally, basically, steps are there. You can always amend, change, improve. But steps, my suggestion is this. The person who is doing, they should not be able to interfere those steps. Steps should come from the senior management. If they want to change it, they should go to the senior management to change the steps. Once you are doing this one, once you are doing number 10 is training date. Any employee comes to you. Now, this is a result-oriented task. Now, guys, that's where I'm warning you. This 10, 11, 12 is the business-changing ideas. Number 10 is training date. Lots of businesses, what they do is they get employees. And when they get the employees, they put on a job without training. That's not right. You have to give them the training. Training. So there are 3 things very important when you get a new person. Number 1, training. Number 2, training. And number 3, training. Training, training, training. And after training, you have to have the evaluation. Check whether they have, that's number 11. You have to check evaluation and implementation date. Evaluation means check whether they have learned enough or not. If they have not learned enough, again, give them the training. Evaluate them again. Check them whether they have learned or not. If they haven't, again, give the training. Don't put them into job straight away. If after 3 or 4 trainings, they can't evaluate, they can't bring the results better, then you need to put that person with a buddy, with somebody, practical experience with that one. But once you are satisfied, there should be implementation date from which date they have to start. And the number 12 and the last one is accountability. Accountability have to be done every fortnightly. Every fortnightly, accountability is the only way where I mentioned to you where the results come. Either you have, if there's no accountability, there will be hell ability. If there's accountability, there will be sustainability, profitability, and the business will prosper. And that starts from the accountability, guys. There's nothing more important than accountability. These were the 8 pillars which I mentioned to you. And the last pillar is accountability. Accountability has prosperity. Accountability has hidden wealth. Accountability has hidden, financial freedom. Accountability has hidden, you can fly anywhere in the whole world, because when there will be accountability, there will be profitability. When there will be profitability, you can afford to go anywhere you feel like. Guys, just remember that accountability, accountability, and accountability, and these were the 8 pillars of success. I personally strongly believe that 8 pillars, if you take into actions and put into implementation these 8 pillars into your business, you do not need anything else. It covers almost everything. Everything. You do not need to have, spend lots of money to gain more knowledge. To me, gaining more knowledge means nothing. Just you need to take actions. You do not need to have lots of meetings. Just take actions and go into these 8 pillars. 8 pillars, the way to go. And once you get the 8 pillars put into practice, I have no doubt you'll be extremely successful in 8 pillars. And once again, you can get 8 pillars from zafarkhan.com free of charge. And my this contribution is, I do not want anything from you except your good wishes. Thank you and good luck. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning into Zafarology. If you found value in this episode, the best way to support the show is by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. For more content, find me on all social media platforms or visit zafarkhan.com. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep smiling. I'll see you in the next episode.